Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
It's reported in today's Irish Times that the State Examinations Commission has been forced to hire unqualified and trainee teachers to help mark this year's junior and leaving certificate papers due to a shortage of qualified applicants. The report said, though, that the vast majority of examiners continue to be serving or retired teachers. And to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Ciarán Christie, General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland, the ASTI. Thanks very much, Ciarán, for taking our call today. It's not an ideal situation, is it, having unqualified trainee teachers correcting the state exams?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, of course, from everybody's perspective, it's less than ideal, and we have to acknowledge that we would much prefer if all the correctors were indeed qualified and indeed teachers involved in the system in that way. I suppose what I would say, though, is that there has, and it was probably well publicised prior to the summer, been some difficulty with recruitment this year, and there's a variety of factors in relation to that. I suppose we're coming on the back of two extraordinary years in the Irish education system where teachers, were really exhausted when they got to the end of May, having either spent their time doing remote teaching or teaching in schools that were almost surreal and very difficult to teach in because of the measures that had to be taken around the mask wearing and the spacing and the distancing and so on. I met teachers who, for instance, had to go and take their lunch in their cars because they couldn't go into a staff room and all of that. So at the end of 2 years of that, the appetite wasn't there from a lot of teachers to go correcting examinations.
But for many in previous years, it was attractive over the summer to earn a bit of extra money, wasn't it, to correct the exams. Do you think it's the case that the fees aren't enough? I know you yourself and in the ASTI and the TUI, you negotiated an increase in payments, didn't you?
Yeah, we worked hard in the last couple of years to improve the payment rates, and there's work to be done on that to make the work even more attractive. Certainly that's the case because the government don't ease up on their purse strings all that easily, and I suppose the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and substantial numbers of teachers declined to correct examinations this year, partially because the rates weren't good enough and partially because they just needed a well-earned break after two extraordinary years, I've already explained. But can I make this point, Claire? And I think it's a very important point for your listeners, and particularly any listeners who may have been Leaving Cert students this year, or their parents or the guardians and so on. While it is less than ideal that unqualified teachers are involved in the corrections, I am aware that there are extraordinarily stringent checks and balances within the system. Each examiner, whether they're a qualified teacher or otherwise, is assigned an assisting and advising examiner, and the monitoring is very comprehensive, and there's rigorous oversight and so on. And that's rightly so. And in addition to that, as you know, at Leaving Cert level, students can have a look at their papers after the results come out, and if they see an error or if they feel minded to do so, they can appeal. So there are those checks and balances in the system, and I think that's important to be aware of.
And this isn't unexpected either. The State Exams Commission warned of a shortage in applications to correct the papers some time ago, and this is one of the factors leading to the delay in the results now until the 2nd of September, isn't it?
That's correct. This has been flagged over more recent months, and it has been a difficulty that has been flagged, as I say, by the state examinations system from around April or May on. And the delay certainly is impacted to some extent, not entirely, but to some extent by the shortage of correctors. But of course, at Leaving Cert level this year, it's quite complicated because, as your listeners will be aware, there's a rebalancing mechanism with this year's Leaving Certificate to sort of adjust things to balance up with what happened last year and the previous year with the calculated grades, because you recall there was grade inflation. Mm-hmm. We're back to that word again, 2 years ago and last year, and the minister has given a commitment to ensure that nobody will be losing out in that respect, and that there will be a counterbalance mechanism built into the system, and of course that's going to take extra time.
I'm just looking at a statement that we have had from the State Examination Commission. They say they prioritise the appointment of serving and retired teachers, and our recruitment efforts are targeted at serving post-primary teachers. But we know, Ciarán, as we were saying, that there's a shortage. Now they say the engagement of qualified applicants who are not qualified as teachers is provided for in the policy as follows, and they tell us under what rule they're allowed to employ these people. But they say a minimum of 5% of the scripts, a minimum of 5% of the scripts marked by each examiner is monitored by advising examiners during the course of the marking. That's what you're saying about the supervision. Advising examiners are also available to the examiners for consultation and advice throughout the marking period. And in the case of new examiners, increased levels of support and intervention are available. I mean, all of those checks and balances are there, Ciarán, but there will be parents and students listening who will be concerned that perhaps their papers are being marked by people who haven't qualified as teachers.
Oh, I accept that. I accept that entirely. But as the statement that you've just read out, I won't rehearse it. I would be hoping that that would give some level of reassurance there. And of course, at Leaving Cert level, they can go and take a look at their own scripts shortly after the Leaving Cert results come out and judge for themselves how they were marked. So there are those safety nets underneath it. But I accept that there is always apprehension around the Leaving Certificate examinations, and nothing but the best and the highest of standards should be applied. And it is less than ideal that some of the people involved are not serving teachers this year.
We'll leave it there for now. Ciarán Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI, thank you for joining us.